Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon. Just about 20 minutes on the upswing to the hour of 5 o'clock here. I'm going to say top of the afternoon to Sean Chef Spencer. He's not in studio with me this afternoon. However, we do have some things that we're going to chat about very briefly on Tasty Tuesdays for today. All right. I can't tell you what happened to Sean, but Sean, just go get it done. All right. So with that being said, guys, what we were planning on talking about this afternoon, you remember sometimes ago, all you had some kind of makeup snack when all you couldn't afford to buy snacks home? All you had makeup snacks? Well, there's our next makeup snack too now, boy. There's mango chow. You understand? We're going to talk about mango chow today. And anybody that wants to weigh in and chime in on some of the things about the chow, now is the perfect time for us to do so before we head to the next hour. But the thing about it is, I sort of tell persons about the makeup, you know, the makeup snacks and thing now, boy, that all you're engaged in as children. I myself never had those type of things. You know, but, you know, when it comes to the to mango chow, it's really a sweet kind of tangy, spicy, and in some instances, they say it's a very healthy snack. I don't know. But it's a combination of a half-ripe and ripe mango slices, shadow benny, garlic, salt, and black pepper or pepper. Must have pepper in the chow. And it has evolved into what is known as a common street food, you know, here in Trinidad and Tobago. We looking at it, you know, chow lovers. Just go out and check the chow vendors around the Savannah or on various vending spots throughout Trinidad and Tobago, all up Maracas, parts of Tobago, the Mova Lookout, and you know, some even packaging it and have it selling in the supermarkets, you know. But mango chow and them kind of thing, it's now known as a healthy snack. It's part of the health list, so to speak, when it comes to snacking. So why are we not doing, we don't have the chefs or a chef on studio, in studio with me this afternoon? I just felt it necessary that I would bring that information to you guys, because I want to let a call man tell me or send my WhatsApp to whatever, well, that kind of chow all you know out there now, that you try. Some of the weirdest chows you ever did. We could talk about that, you know. What is the weirdest chow you ever eat? You understand? I trying to think of what is one of the weirdest, dutishest, chippidest chow I ever had, boy. You know, they cut it up and they make a chow with it now, boy. But everything, every chow I'm thinking about that I ate or I've eaten in the past, you know, it was quite tasty. I think it was a pawpaw chow. I think somebody gave me a pawpaw chow and I find that was blah. It was just blah. It wasn't all of that. You know? Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Davey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you changed the segment, boy. Oh, gosh, boy, the stomach, that Rowley Jr. fella, oh, I could take on Eric a little bit, eh? But that Rowley Jr. fella, boy,
well,
I feel nausea
well,
when I hear that man
talk. Well, all right, well, let me talk, chow.
Yeah, glad you changed the subject, man.
All right,
so you will tell him when I say that now. Well, here, the chow, you ever had Portugal, am I pronounce it right? Portugal chow?
Portugal chow.
Putigal chow.
Nah, but I can't remember. Well, nah, I never had a putigal chow.
All you had to do, the peg, when you peg any putigal, right?
Uh-huh.
You cut it in half so the juice will leak out a little bit of get a little sauce now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you make it out like regular chow.
Mm.
And another one, I'll get the Grenadian name, Picmic. You ever eat Picmic chow?
Pick chow?
Picmic.
Picnic chow?
Picmic, yeah.
What is Picnic?
That Grenadian is called a chenet.
Nah, I didn't even want to eat cheddar just so it's Picnic chow I go eat.
Well, cheddar chow is eating that is good on nice, boy. Cheddar chow is really, really good on nice.
I don't
with thing. Well, you might realize that there's no all these Barbadian and Grenadian and St. Vincent and thing, twang and thing.
Mm.
But you see, when you know not about me, but when I used to work with them in the depot. You remember I tell you about the depot the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with them in the depot, so I know all about them. And I sure Rowley Jr. Grandfather was from St. Vincent or somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah, later.
Thanks. All right, cool. Thanks very much. Yeah, I had a pelt about that, boy. Good afternoon.
Hey, David. Trinity, good evening.
What's up, Trinity?
Everybody, have you got Kareli chow?
What, Kareli?
Kareilly.
Man, you're making up things, man. Who the hell is in Kareilly, Joe?
Honestly, no, listen to me. You're looking for the green. Listen, if you get the white Kareilly, you get the light green one, right? You can even use the green one, but you use the light green or the white one, right? But you move the lime juice and just salt, pepper.
Kareilly, boy?
Yeah, Christophine Chow as well.
Christophine Chow? You're cooking the Christophine first? Yeah, but you're cooking it, you're boiling Christophine?
No, raw. Once that activity, little lime juice and everything, it's nice. It's really nice.
Christophine Chow.
Because chowing is almost a kind of raw thing in it. So with salt and pepper, little lime juice in it.
No, but I think that it's still salted, the Christophine with the chowing. It's still a bit salty.
No. Yeah, you're using no heat. Yeah, you're using no heat for this thing. Everything is raw. Pepper, salt, and all of
it. Yeah, that might edge your teeth, higher stomach, in a.
No, man, no. I went to another wedding and functions, and they just bland Christophine, and just throw the hot water, cold water back, and even broccoli and cauliflower, this thing, and just so that's it.
Yeah, well, I do that.
Try it now, listen, baby. I will try it.
No, that I'm doing. That like bread and condensed milk. I'm trying that. But I will do the Christophine.
Like
all right, bro. Yeah, man. 627-3223 and 625-2257. You can also send me a WhatsApp to 306-1065. Hello, good afternoon.
Every pineapple, Joe. Pineapple must be half ripe. And you cut it up small. And you go the eye. Right. Cut it up small. And you put a little sugar and a little salt.
Yes.
Right.
I'll go try it. But I eat that already, though. But thanks anyway. Hello. All right. 625-2257 and 627-3223. You can send a WhatsApp to 306-1065. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon. Watching it all this last real good.
I ain't even watching it normal.
Well, you must throw black pepper in that. Yeah. And the putty girl, you don't peg it. You just have to slice it.
You make it already?
Yeah, slicing it like how you just slice an orange, okay? Yeah, slicing it along the peg. You slice it, yeah, there's about 4 or 5 slices. So the seeds in the center is remain all the seed. So you're getting a little sauce and thing when you don't add your ingredients and things. Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks very much.
According to our old fella, right? Years ago, he tell me, boy, anything is a cooking. Right? So anything you could take anything and make a chow. You ever hear about coconut jelly chow?
Coconut jelly chow?
Yeah.
Nah, boy.
Well, I have a niece. She just been in the program with the tasting and thing, right? And she tell me they introduced coconut jelly chow.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Davy,
when I was growing up until where it's about 20, we grade down the place. We had a Bosco tree intertwined with a chenet. Bosco is the rough lemon. Well, I eat the chenet normal. I know the chow, but I don't like it. The Bosco, me and my cousin used to take the overripe ones that start drying on the tree, cut open the skin like a shell, because now the inside would have withdrawn from that. Put pepper sauce from the homemade cut-up pepper sauce bottle. We call it a sauce, but it's really a pickle, because you just cut up everything in chunks, the pepper and the lime skin, and you're making that with lime juice too, not vinegar from the shop. And you're putting some of that in the half a shell of the Bosco, and you're dipping in there. Well, we didn't really swell it up. The shell wasn't big enough for that, and we used to be eaten by the tree. But it's a chow in the sense that it had the pepper and salt and garlic and that kind of thing in it. Bosco chow, the overripe Bosco that starts to dry. But you must have a tree for that, because you can't buy that anyway. Yes, Davy.
All right, thank you very much, Dorbasa. Good afternoon.
Davy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you ever eat cantaloupe? Try it.
Cantaloupe? Nah, boy.
Yeah.
I never eat cantaloupe normal, fam. That's what you.
You don't know what fruit is that?
Yeah, I know it. I just never eat it.
Well, it's made out of chow too.
All right, cool. Somebody now says, good evening, Davy. Radish and Karaili chow. Radish and Karaili? That sounds like something like a medicine, but that ain't something like no chow. I know chow. I ain't singing. What is that? Another one says, okay, yo, you're looking for food topics, bro. My wife getting over a cold and she just had orange chow. I had some also, not too bad. So, well, I want to, I think this is out in the U.S. So my good friend out in the U.S., I want to say good afternoon to you, and I wish your wife a very speedy recovery. Another texter is saying apple chow. Well, yeah, I had apple chow. Cucumber, apple, plum, and pineapple chows. Even cane, I had cane chow. Cane chow wet. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
Uh-huh.
Right, so I've had pomerac flowers with salt and pepper.
Pomerac chow?
Pomerac flowers with salt and pepper.
What do you mean pomerac flowers? What are you talking about?
The pink pomerac flowers, the bright pink pomerac flowers that's on the tree. Yes, you pick it and you mix it with salt and pepper.
You grew up hard, Gil.
I just like pepper.
Your parents? Wait.
As I've had cane chow, anything you give me, I'll make chow. That even the greenest pawpaw, you'll take it and make chow with it.
The greenest ones?
The greenest pawpaw.
I'm not a fan of pawpaw. Somebody now send me pumpkin. You're making chow with pumpkin too?
Nope. With pomerac flowers, yes.
Listen. You was hungry in them days? What was going on?
I don't know, you just... You're looking for something to make chow and have nothing.
Yeah, but you could wait until the pomerac bear. Were you picking your stomach was digesting that?
Yeah.
So you'd still do it?
If I got it, I would.
What kind of?
Okay.
I want you to get some pomerac flowers, and I'm challenging you to this. I want you to make a small video. About 15 seconds with you eating that pomerac thing and send it to me at 306-1065. Right? I want you to send it to me. I know you're hearing me still. Send it to me at 306-1065. Something like a grub hard, Gil. Hello?
Yeah.
Picking the flower, you might eat pomerac leaf just now. Hello? Tell me.
Long ago we talking about we had a governor plum tree in our yard. Right? So we used to take boot pepper tree growing all about. So we take with boot pepper and with salt and with paper, put it in the pocket, climb up on the tree, and I believe that was one of the sweetest plum ever. Governor plum and salt and pepper.
Yeah, well, I know about that one. All right, thanks very much. Yeah, man. I know about that one. Hello, good afternoon.
David, good afternoon.
Tell me.
Well, I think all them different ingredients and, you know, fruit to make and show with. But here it is, right? I'm calling from Vizemark. It has some neighbors tell me, well, them make chicken chow and pork chow, just roast the chicken, cut it in fine pieces.
Well, that is what you call a sauce.
Well, just with salt, pepper, and onion, and some lime juice or lemon juice.
That sounds like a sauce, boy.
Yeah, boy, and you know. Well, I never taste it there because I'm vegetarian.
Big up all vegetarians, boy. I don't know what it is, dude.
Yeah, but nice program.
Thank you very much. Gotta say good afternoon to the folks out there in Ohio. All right, so I wish your wife a speedy recovery, Mr. Ohio. Pumpkin chow, nobody in doing that. You can make chow with anything growing up. Once I made a chow with sugar cane, and even heard a weird one. Someone said they made chow from a pig head. Anything like that? That's something like sauce. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. You ever roast chenet seed?
Roast chenet seed? I ain't even like the chenet just so is the seed are gonna.
Hey, listen. Yeah. What about shatain seed?
Shatain, but I eat in the shatain. Shatain has seed in it?
Roast chenet seed is real good.
Yeah.
Is that nuts?
Well, all right. It's something I can look into.
Anybody could call you in the program who know about it. We used to roast the chenet seed in Chura a long time. Boy, is the best.
Where's the chowhar again?
Chowhar where they put firewood and cook.
Oh, right. It kind of thing outside, right?
Yeah,
right.
The oven, the wood oven.
Yeah, I mean,
the dirt oven.
The dirt oven.
Where you from? Somewhere in space?
No.
Okay,
I live in...
Okay. I partner later.
Yeah, man. Good afternoon.
Give you a modern day fella, boy. You know about Chulhan, all kind of thing. No, but I you know, I enjoy long time, sure enough. And that's what's interesting. I'm glad you raised the thing about chow.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the cashew that we used to just, you know. We didn't make the chow out of it. But when you pick the cashew long time, even if it's half ripe, we used to come down and get a scratch with it. But the seed, we used to roast that seed. And that way we used to get a little nut. You know, the cashew nut, cashew head. That'll tell you all parts of a fruit is very important. But the cashew long time used to be a nice, it used to be a little brackish, but that's what the boy, this was all about, by cashew. I don't see it much these days. Nice little cashew thing, and when it's ripe, you know, you eat the cashew with salt and pepper, and then you get the nuts and you're the same chula you're talking about. You can throw it inside it, let it burn, and then pull it out, and it's nuts you have. That was the life long time, my boy. Good program.
All right, thank you very much. 627-3223 and 625-2257. Somebody says, Davy Balata, give me a head on top of the tree. And I couldn't climb the tree before, but as little boys and stuff. But Balata chow boy. Hello.
Davy.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah, boy, roast potato.
Roast potato?
Not aloe. The other potato, the English potato.
So what's the difference?
Aloe is the one we just get from Ireland. Irish potato.
So we have Irish potato, English potato, and Idaho potatoes.
the potato is the one we just grow on the ground and you have to dig it and thing.
I don't know. I don't know any potato that's grow above ground.
Well, all right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is that in Trinidad, we just grow that.
Yeah.
Right. And if you roast that, and spread some butter on it. Finger licking good, you know.
If you roast that and spread some butter in it?
Yeah, man.
Somebody now tell me, before I try any kind of chow, I have to eat the condensed milk and bread. All you sad, boy.
So, but you never eat condensed milk and roti, Davy?
Condensed milk and what?
Roti.
No breads. What
you
kind of...
See that, you was a very good boy. You'll go to heaven.
But what kind of hard life all you grow up, boy?
That's good life, boy.
Condensed milk and roti is good life?
Yeah. You ever eat fig and roti?
Fig and roti. Look, Mr. going for the news. Oh,
anyhow, before you go, I'm still waiting on your call, eh?
Oh, I'll call you after.
Alright.
Woo. Just trying to fight it out the whole long for the show for this afternoon, eh, big fellas, but something ain't right here. Anyways, 59 after the hour, 4 o'clock. We take a news break and come back with more Inside the Chow on Tasty Tuesday.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Once again, I got to welcome you back to Tasty Tuesdays as we are talking about chow and the different types of chow we have out there. And people sending me some ridiculous kind of chow. We eating, what is this? Look, somebody now telling me salt prune chow. Somebody telling me about Kareili chow. Another one telling me here, the cashew nuts. They're saying, we used to go pick up the cashew nuts, have a red and yellow cashew, and roast it in oil, on an oil tin. About 50 or 100 nuts one time. All right, they're making thing with that and all, boy. Another one said cashew is one of the most disrespectful fruit because the seed is outside the fruit. Good afternoon.
Seed fake chow. That's the best.
What kind of fig? What the man say fig chow? Our next one sent by a message and say, I never eat no fig chow. Who the hell eating fig chow? Another one tell me CK fig especially. I texted out say, nah, Grammy Shell. But what is this roasted chanet? The seed you should have when you was younger. Alright, 627-3223 and 625-2257. You could send me a message and let me know what you're feeling. Hello, good afternoon.
Five finger
chow. That's a common chow. That's a popular chow, five finger chow. But the weird ones I heard for the afternoon so far is the Christophine and the I don't like, I ain't no fan of chenet. You know, the Christophine raw. What about carrot chow? We can make a carrot chow. Carrot chow. That carrot hard. Oh, yeah. But if you grate the carrot, somebody, but I not chow, juice it. Somebody said juice it and the remnants from it, you put it with shadow benny, and there's a chow. But all you really that is like them, all you like to make up snacks, boy. All you like to make up snacks. But for me, I think one of the weirdest I've heard is the Kareli chow. I ain't really feel anything. But the best chow, the best chow that I've eaten is this mango boy. Starch. Another one telling me pump city chow and salt prune. But you see starch mango? You get a nice half-ripe starch mango, you get a best chow with that. Starch mango, not the Julie mango, not the Ver. You see the starch mango? That is the best chow, in my opinion. And anybody who, yeah. Somebody now text me into my bread and condensed milk chow. Listen, Ollie, something wrong with Ollie now. Something wrong with Ollie, yes. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
You remember I told you the bread and condensed milk, right?
You want this bread and condensed milk?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about a mango called better than the starch mango, you know?
What mango?
Funny name, they call it hog mango.
Hog mango? I never had a hog mango.
Rose, well, you know. But hog mango is the best chow you got ever eat, boy.
So hog mango does make a better chow than the...
Yeah, but ask anyone you call it. That's the best mango.
But that hog mango, that's not a big mango, like a calabash mango?
Something resembling that, but it's more rosy. That's why I say rose mango.
Wait, how it is this?
Boy, when you taste it, you're going to know. When you taste it, comment on me.
All right, I'm willing to try that. Hog mango. 627-3223 and 625-2257. We inside a very special edition of Tasty Tuesdays. I want to big up my virgin, Sean, Chef Spencer, wherever you stand in the world. Of course, Natasha DeBourge. Big up your whole self too, girl. Chef Quincy, much love to you as well. All right, just some of the chefs that would have passed through in my show. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, man.
Tell me.
You ever hear about roasted corn chow?
Roasted corn chow.
Yeah.
So you roast
the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Roast the corn. You shell it out. They call it the kernels. And you make that with, like if you're making a normal chow. But not a spot real hot.
Where you putting in it?
Where you putting your lime sauce, lime juice.
Lime
juice, pepper,
shadow benny,
bandania. And that's it.
Wow. Roasted corn chow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm willing to try that.
That is.
I'm willing to try that. That is something I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. I'll try that before the bread and condensed milk. Hello.
Yeah, baby. The cashew chow is nicer, but you have to put a little sweet element in it because you need to have a way to chew that. It's called kasa.
Mm-hmm.
Type of tongue and that kind of thing. Just like gulab jamun. We say make gulab jamun chow.
Mm.
But that's an old kind of casa, so you put something sweet in it.
Mm.
Now, for I think a roll of one co and talk about potato and the difference between potato and aloo.
Mm.
For me, the only difference I know is if you correct is aloo.
Yeah.
If you it is potato. So that is the only difference I know between potato, curry, and this.
Well, all right, cool. I mean, but as here, let me the market. Let me get 2 pounds of aloo. You know, I walked the market the other day. I said, how the bygone going? Are you watching to see where the bygone going? Because it ain't going nowhere. But, you know. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Davey. Tell me.
You ever suck tango bean?
I not eating that. You matter what? That smell stink. I not eating no tango bean. I used to watch my friends and I eat that crap. You matter what? Tango bean? Nah. Another one says, if you slice the carrots thin and place it in apple cider vinegar with salt and pepper, it will soak in the flavor and taste like a chow. Are the carrot finished there? All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Baby. You see, Chanet on the whole? It is a sort of dangerous fruit, right?
Yeah.
When you're sucking it, you have to be very careful that you don't swallow it, you know.
That is my point. I'm not even trying it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Today's show is a laughable one. You know why I'm saying it, so right?
Mm.
most people, the greatest set of chow I hear in.
Corraily.
Yesterday.
The Corraily. And the Christophine.
Christophine chow the man talk about. I feel I will try it.
What, which one is that?
The Christophine.
Well, will you try it and tell me how it is?
I will try it. I have no doubt about it.
I will try the corn. You see the roast corn chow? I could try that. But you see that Christophine chow, boy? Now, boy.
No, well, it is a vegetable, right?
Well, yeah.
But you see that mango that they talk about, starch mango?
That the best chow, boy.
Even if it's ripe, half-ripe, but anybody that is eat
best,
that mango.
That is our best chow, boy.
No, half-ripe Julie mango, is it all right to eat, you know?
Yeah, half-ripe. Yeah, a half-ripe Julie mango is cut real nice, too. Not overripe, but a half-ripe Julie mango. And it's got second in place to the starch mango chow.
You mind the chow that the fellow was talking about, hog mango? If a countryside, they call it hog mango, right? People well know it. They call it rose mango.
Oh, so hog mango and rose mango is the same?
The same thing, right? When it's half ripe.
All right, Anastasia, big up yourself.
Like when people want to make, well, I'm sure you may be on the countryside, mango to curry and mango, aren't you, right? The rose mango will give you a better taste than like when you want to make a mango to curry. You see the anchar, you know what is anchar, right?
Yeah.
Well, it has two types of anchar. The dry one, and one, the one that you cut it up fresh, and you boil it, and then after you make it into a sort of anchar with the masala. No, not you put in a little bit of sweet sugar in it to give it a flavor, right? But you could sit down and eat that as a cut up.
Oh, all right.
Okay, thank
you. All right, thank you so much. Yeah, man, that's okay, cool. 627-3223 and 625-2257. Another one said, I ate pineapple chow once and it tasted good. Yeah, pineapple chow is a regular chow. Tonka beans smell like a fart. They say Christophine is safe to eat raw. It tastes like a sweet cucumber. All right, cool. All right. A cucumber chow is a regular thing, you know. That is the norms, you know. But the woman, one of the weirdest too, is the woman who says she eating the pomerac flour. She making a chow with the pomerac flour. Not the pomerac, you know. The flour. She grew up hard, boy. Somebody now telling me the pomerac flour just tastes like a hibiscus. But how the hell you go eat a hibiscus? But watch now. All it in that corn curls and corn flakes and thing. Only they have no biscuit and thing when all they was going about. Only going outside eat the hibiscus and tell me about where hibiscus wine has come from. Only they have biscuit and thing. Hello?
Hi, Dave.
Tell me.
I was talking to a girl just about the pomerac flower chow, right? And she said that woman who said that she was pregnant and she couldn't get nothing else to eat.
Oh, we forget to ask that woman if she was pregnant. Yes.
Yeah.
Because watch me, when women pregnant, yeah, I telling you, boy. They could kill you, you know. They could kill you, yes. Whoa. Yeah, but I'll tell you a little story. I remember when I was having my first son, all right? I remember that, my wife wanted to get a certain punch by a punch man. And I had to come along the road with her now to get this punch by this punch man. When we reached down by the punch man not there. All right? It's not to say I didn't want to go. We reach. I talking about quite in the east to come quite on Bataria. The punch man not there. You know she vexed with me? Because the punch man not there. Like I didn't want to send the punch man to work. And when we tell him stay up. I couldn't understand. You want this punch. It's all kind of punch all over the place. But you want to go by this band. By this particular people here. This group, there's about three of them. And you want them to make the punch for you quite on in Bataria by 6th Avenue. I don't even know if they still sell there. But when we reach, the fella, the girl, nobody. None of them there. And you vex. So if that girl was pregnant and was eating the pomerac thing, somebody says, my cousin and I once made chow with pomsite leaves. It tastes like a fruit. How the hell you with pomsite leaf? Well, they go pass and lick the tile on the in the floor just all they're making up thing, man. Who eat pomsite leaf? Only a belly like a goat. Only digestive system can. I never had a hog plum, but somebody tell me about hog plum. I just look at Selective Outrage with Chris Rock. The man, yes, I watch Selective. I watch it. Yeah, what I'm telling you. Listen, don't watch it in the company of children. That is a water watch. You know how long I do a water watch on this program? So if you want something to watch that is 16 years and over, and I'm saying, I think it's 18 on Netflix, you can check out 18 years. It's 18 years and over on the Netflix. You can check out Chris Rock, Selective Outrage, and listen to the things. He finally, after a year, broke silence on the issue with that slap that was heard around the world. Now, I ain't digressing too much from Tasty Tuesdays, but I just, somebody messaged me and I'm telling you, it's real good. Somebody says, serious thing, boy, the leaves taste like a fruit. What leaves taste like a fruit? The hibiscus? Yeah, boy. Look, somebody now telling me, when I was a child, with the flu, my mom made tea with red hibiscus, garlic and lemon juice. The flu left the next day. And the man says, serious thing, the leaves just taste like a fruit. Another one says, oh, the pomsita leaves. Well, they're wicked, boy. Pomsita leaf chow? I mean, five-finger chow ain't too bad. You make a five-finger chow, that ain't too bad. But a pomsita leaf chow, boy? You eat any pomsita leaf? But you're hungry? No, they ain't hungry, you know. Them do have snacks. Now, I had cane chow. Cane chow is not bad. If you get a nice cane and you cut it up good, you know, in the little stalks, little sticks and stuff. Salt, and you rest a little salt prune in that. Listen now, man. You're getting a good chow. But for many of you all this afternoon, inside Tasty Tuesdays, I feel all your makeup thing, you know. I can't tell you what. But who... Pomsita leaves chow. You think pomsita leaf, boy? That had to be makeup. I cannot believe that is. Another one says breadfruit chow. Breadfruit? Raw? No, you gotta cook it. But how are you making it a chow, though? Breadfruit? Somebody now tell me guava chow, red cherry chow. Well, that is normal. I'm not a fan of guava. Where's that root? The series is a green. Somebody send me, call me, only call me. It's about burgundy kind of fruit that you just roll in your hand. Somebody say that's a rolling cherry. Only call me and tell me, send me a message. What is a rolling cherry, as far as you know? But I know it tastes good. I don't know about it in chow, but I know it tastes good. So, I mean, we had many, I mean, I hear some kind of weird things with chow this afternoon, but I maintain my watermelon chow. All right. Davey, you realize no politics now and everyone getting along, PNM and UNC, loving the house. Somebody now said it's called, two people call me and text me here, they say it's called Governor Cherry. All right, so that rolling thing is called Governor Cherry. Well, all right, great. And of course, you can WhatsApp me to 306-1065, the Tonka Bean fella. We ain't eating that. Good day, Davey. The rolling cherry is known, is the series, that's what I'm saying. I know it as the series as well. So then, where is it called the green one? The green one that don't ever get, it's get yellow. It's get from green to yellow. But that is it. It don't get red. That is a... Yeah, look somebody now tell me that rolling cherry thing, that is series as well. Oh, and no. The one that is green is called sour cherry. Not series, called sour cherry. And, well, yeah, sour cherry. And the rolling cherry is series, right? Governor Cherry. Yeah. And then somebody now say, so I get it correct. All right. And someone tell me your Coco Chow. Hello. Yes, Coco Look Chow. All right, hello.
You ever hear about cane mango?
What mango?
Cane mango. Some people call it stain mango.
Stain mango?
And we know it as Donkey Stones mango.
Donkey Stones mango, what is that?
It's a big mango, bigger than the Julie mango, right? It has color, it is ripe and thing, just like the Julie mango. But big, it's big, big, big.
Yeah.
That you make a chow with that. Get one turning, half right, and make a chow and they go tell me.
All right, so some Donkey Stones mango. All right, cool, thanks. We got to try that. Somebody says dongs. Dongs, you remember? I like dongs. But who making chow with dongs, boy? I like dongs, but I don't know who making chow with that. And the Kokolox mango, no. Chow, what is this? Hey. Only leave me alone, eh? Coco chow. Mango beef. What is mango? Mango beef? B-E-F? What is that? What is that? You know, the rolling cherry. Another one says the rolling cherry, Davy, is series. And the green one is the sour cherry. That's correct. All right. Otherwise known as governor cherry. Okay. Yeah, I know that for sure. You understand? But anybody eating pumpkin chow? Anybody eating pumpkin chow? You know? Anybody ever pick get slice a pumpkin and just slice a pumpkin and eat it just so? Is it good to eat? I'm missing the chef, you know. The chef could answer them questions for me if the pumpkin good to eat. Hello, good afternoon.
And where is the tree seed cherry?
What cherry?
The tree seed cherry.
The tree seed cherry?
Yeah.
What cherry had tree seed in it, boy? That must be the
root. Why did it die with it? It's called series.
All right. Series is the governor cherry or the rolling cherry, as it were.
Right, that is going to keep bong if you roll it and put it deep inside your mouth to eat.
Right, and then it have the sour cherry.
Right.
The sour cherry is the green one. That is when it get ripe, it is kind of get yellow.
Yellow.
That is a sour cherry, and then it have the cousin to that is the red cherry.
Right, so you don't know where the
So the one with three seeds in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know that one.
No, boy.
Yep, I have it all in the yard and thing, man. You see, when you're passing in the back of the airport years ago, on Mousika Road there, it had a set of fruit trees, sap of the land, the same pity cherry we're talking about.
Sap of the land, chow.
When you see these trees take load, the whole tree sends get red.
Oh. All right. I never had tree.
Every time you open the cherry, it's three seeds stick on together.
Three seeds stick on together. Oh, they stick on because somebody said that tree seed they're talking about is a grape.
So,
the grape, you get three seeds in the grape.
You just bite up that and just spit out the seed.
All right, cool. Listen, if you get one, send a picture to me on 306-1065. I would love to see what that fruit looks like.
Well, I have a tree here, but it doesn't have none right now.
Well, send a picture of the tree.
Oh, the tree?
Yeah, go outside, send a picture of the tree.
All in them hill, all in them built up area and things, people have a tree.
Well, I want to see what the tree look like. I might see the tree and don't know it, so send a picture of the tree for me.
All right,
cool. Hello.
Hey, yeah, that's tree seed cherry talking about the normal red cherry, the West Indian cherry now.
Oh, yeah. Somebody now send a text to it. It's called the red cherry. Well, right, that the red cherry, yeah, with the tree seeds in it, stick on and chip. Yeah.
And since this choking going on, everybody getting along, PNM, US, everybody getting along, agreeing with each other. You understand?
No, you had to. You can wait until the show done to mention that. Now people go start a call now and talk about the PNM and the UNC. Another one says, West Indian cherry. So a donkey business is mango def or 10 pong mango. All right, cool. It's called red cherry. Pumpkin is safe to eat raw. All right, yes. Look at the. Somebody knows my picture. You're good. Dan, there's a bowl in your fridge. Home by you, boy? I can eat some of these cherry now. What if you see the cherry? Yeah, boy. Yeah. I eat a cherry chow. Carrot chow. Look, somebody went and make a carrot chow, yes? Way, boy. Yeah, but what is that seen in a dino chow? What is that? Texas said, you're showing me the carrot, but I seen like it's a chana, like that carrot in a curry. I roti, I seen. Man, yeah, mama guy, man. Yeah, Tiny Thief, my good headers, over the afternoon. Of course, any information at 306-1065. We inside Tasty Tuesdays. Davey is in your company. I want to say good afternoon to my good brethren, Sean, Chef Spencer, wherever you stand in the world. I hope you're getting through with what you're dealing with. All right, and you will be back soon with us. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Davey.
Uh-huh.
Davey, typically, when we say roti here, we mean sada roti. Roti with the dal is dal puri, and the boss up shot is paratha. And there's other kinds, but they're not very popular in terms of mass circulation. People make them on ceremonial occasions and whatnot. But typically, if somebody tell you they eat roti and the condensed milk, they mean sada roti. And the condensed milk is right there to mix with the tea. You just open it, you know, you get it open. And you put it in there and you close it back.
All right.
But on one occasion when you had the chef here, somebody had told you about this roti and condensed milk, and I didn't realize it was just a little window for that. And I mentioned pepper choka, and you didn't even think that exists. And pepper choka is a real thing, eh? You roast the green pepper, you pound it up, you cut up some garlic, and cut up some onion, pound up some garlic, mix in some vinegar and oil, salt, and that is your pepper choka, preferably green hot pepper. So I just thought I'd let you know that for a man who interviewing a chef, you ain't know nothing, and the chef ain't know nothing about Trinidad and Tobago. All you miss out half all your life. You and that chef. Yeah, Davey. Not to exempt. Not to exempt tomato chow, which we also, now there's tomato choka. But if you cut it up and you mix up garlic, pepper, salt, pepper, and onion, isn't that a chow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a chow. So I heard my niece referring to tomato chow.
Tomato chow, not me, isn't that?
Tomato chow. It was that cut up version of tomato choka. You see, you and our chef, well, you better keep the audience going so you could learn a few things, eh? Right, good.
One thing about my show in the Overdrive, we pride ourselves on learning things as well. I am not saying that we are new at all, but there are some things I never eat, and I ain't sure to eat it because I'm not living in Rayman yet. You dig? So, we have pineapple with peach and red mango. Peach and red mango? All right, this looks good. This look, somebody now tell me apple chow and Chinese mango. Somebody said red cherry is PNM and sour cherry is UNC. I could take that because the UNC color yellow and the cherry just get yellow and it's sour no tail. So what they say in the red cherry PNM sweeter. Hello, good afternoon.
You make me laugh, boy.
Somebody had to find a way to turn that politic.
I want to be very clear. I the man who recommend the condensed milk and the bread and the roti, sada roti. And that is my favorite dish up to this day.
Breads, you...
Adnan, you try it. But you have to know how many sada roti could open the leaf, eh? You know it is open. See, you don't know about sada roti neither.
I know about sada roti, but I ain't having no condensed milk. Something wrong with all
the
way.
Open the leaf, man. You sprinkle that. And if you can't come out, take your mouth and blow one end of the cup. You have to make two on both sides. You get plenty of milk coming out.
All right.
You eat that. Oh, boy. You ask me where I get a recipe from.
All right. It's
from long time days, my friend. We call it Well Catch ASS days.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, that be real.
Catch ASS alone. Plenty thing I catch it in them days. All right.
Okay, partner.
Yeah, man. Davey, how nobody ain't message you and said they tried the bread and condensed milk chow? Who eating bread and condensed milk chow? Only wicked out. Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's up?
Good evening. What about, well, I eat bread and condensed milk.
You eat bread and condensed milk?
Right.
Your parents grow up hard.
You know what is serine?
What is what?
Serine.
Say again? What
that is? Right. As I think you dry cassava and you grate it and you turn it to something like how you have corn. Corn starch or I forget what corn you call it. But if you get it, you can get it down fine like that. Right, that's cassava. Actual cassava that is dry, and you just use that to bake, you just use that to... All kinds, just like flour. It just will be as fine. and you have condensed milk without you making joke. That's one of the sweetest things.
Don't ask
when sugar happens, and you know what's been sugar is with starch, what has happened. Yeah. And you know what happened, right?
Mm.
Right. But I have one question that. You know what I saw today or yesterday? I saw a gentleman making noise about the barriers on the highway. Did you see that?
What is that?
There was a protest about the barriers on the highway.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. But we're inside Tasty Tuesday, so we'll talk about that.
Sorry about that.
But I saw that. Yeah. All right, thanks. And that what you're talking about there is a man who got in an accident on the barrier. Yeah, I saw that. I'm watching a picture here with some pomsity chow. Another one is sour cherry and apple chow. Donkey stone mango. Somebody sent me a picture of it here. Let me see what it look like. What is donkey stone? Oh, God, I had an S at the end of the stone, yes. Okay. All right, cool. All right, I know this mango, man. Look like a normal mango. All right, so that is the donkey stone mango. All right, cool. Okay. Top of the evening. Okay, Showin Ali from San Fernando General Hospital, locked on, very strong. Want to say good afternoon to you as well. Big up your old self. What about ice cream chow? Anybody think of ice cream chow? What do you think about that? Is that a weird chow to make? Ice cream chow. Might be wondering how we go taste, eh? I'm thinking about it and I feel like I need some ice cream chow later. Yeah. Not pistachio, not the color green, but I go and try it. But what about penne cool chow? Well, if you like it, get some hard penne cool, you take it all this thing and you cut the penne cool in half or cut it up or slice it in a chopper, you know? Like how you slice up a cucumber. But not too thin. You tie it in chunks and put some salt, black pepper and thing, a little shadow bean in that and suck the penne cool and eat it. A penne cool chow? Somebody now tell, yeah. Pomsite and popo chow. Nah, somebody now tell me I'm making up that. I just asking only because, watch me, somebody tell me that give them anything and they can make a chow with it. This popo and pomsite chow not looking appealing at all. Of all the pictures I've seen. Here now, listen to this menu. All right? Asian, what you call this thing, boy? Anchar mango, curry potato, curry chicken, cucumber, carrot, chow, avocado, piece of macaroni pie, and bus up shot and one plate. You eating that? Are you eating that? Somebody say add some condensed milk in the ice cream chow and we on. What is this Beliza flour chow? What is that? Davy, you're talking gobar. What is ice cream and penne cool chow you're talking about? I'm not talking no gobar. Hello? I'm talking seriously.
Everybody talking about black pepper, right? You know, if you have to get somebody educated enough, they say black pepper don't melt when in anything in season and thing, right?
Mm.
It could cause stone in a bladder or kidney. It's something when I say concerning health wise then, right? It's to get a second opinion from people. A lot of people don't use it again, you know. Very few people using it now, you know.
Cool. Yeah, hearing you.
It's something people used to, I know, because remember when my mother was growing up, she used every time, and not only she, a lot of people, when they season meat, they put a little bit of black pepper, right?
Yes.
People don't do this again. A lot of people don't use it. Look, I have home, they're very rare, I just use it, you know. Because my wife passed away, so I alone and my son, we very rarely use it, you know. Even if you have a fine egg, you might put a little touch in it. I don't even use it. Because I hear a lot of people talk about it.
Yes.
Like they say, you're talking a little bit of health wise, right? They say cheese could cause stone in your bladder, and the cheese is called, I can't remember the name right now.
All right.
Okay, tell us.
Yeah. All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Okay. Well, you know, there is a chow flavored ice cream in Trinidad. I saw that on one of them YouTube things recently. Chow flavored ice cream, and there's also a chow flavored sweetie.
from one of these confectionery people, and I tasted the sweet cake. It was nice. You put it in your mouth and you're actually feeling like, you know, eating chow.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I haven't tried the chow flavored ice cream.
That's a Willy Wonka, kind of flavor there. Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Another one says is Basilisé flower, the PNM flower. Well, they still want to make a PNM flower chow. Who go eat the Basilisé, boy? Or there something wrong with all you? Or they gonna need a Basilisé flower chow? Somebody said the only thing good in Basilisé flower is snake. Snake like the living in Basilisé. Oh, they're going to turn everything political. So, boy, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I hear about Basilisé juice.
Basilisé juice?
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, Basilisé herring. You know, herring and Basilisé sauce. The black pepper is safe to eat. The black pepper has no way of finding itself undigested in your kidneys. It would go straight through from your mouth down to the other end. For it to get into your kidneys.
What other end are you talking about there?
The guy spoke about black pepper giving you kidney stones. He may have heard that, and he said growing up and so on. You want to check that with a dietitian, or check it on the internet, or wherever you get your certain opinion. My information, and I've investigated these things because I look at this medicine, and from my understanding, it's something very good. Of course, you know, you don't mix it like you mix in a cup of coffee and drink it. It's a little, you know, little. It's a seasoning, and also cheese has its issues and so on. Particular brands, particular varieties. You know, they have a million ways to make cheese. A million kinds of cheese, in fact. I don't know if one is worse than the other. So I wouldn't say anything about that. On the whole, I consider it to be not good, right? But people eat it all the time. But you got to be careful about things that you hear when you hear it 60 years ago. As I was saying on the one occasion when we were speaking, the James Webb Telescope is going to bring a whole new set of information about the universe and whatnot. And some of us will have to shake our long-cherished opinions about the way the universe works and the way everything operates and so on. Be careful with something that you heard 50, 60 years ago from people who heard it 100 years ago. But they heard it, and now you heard it from them. And, you know, that black pepper thing, black pepper is safe, as far as I can tell, and it's part of my health food program. Thank you.
All right, Dorbasa, thanks very much. 627-3223 and 625-2257. All right, so the ice cream chow is a thing for me for later. I'm definitely going to indulge in some of that. I don't want no cocoa chow. Not in that. And the person... And pinnacle chow is a real thing. But you had a holy pinnacle and you cut it in four. Cut up a few and drop it in the bowl. Put some shadow benny there. You know, don't cut up too much because, you know, it go melt now. You don't want to cut up too much. And you got a nice pinnacle flavor chow. If you want to put some apple in there and some grapes, slice the grape, you can throw that and you get a nice pinnacle mix with, you understand? And you can eat a pinnacle chow, man. I believe in that. Of course, the challenge between Sean Chef Spencer, myself and Sean Quincy, Chef Quincy, sorry, is if it is they take a coconut bake, they have to take coconut bake, put two hard pinnacle in that, like a sandwich, with ketchup, mayo, and some Bertie's pepper sauce, and eat that like a sandwich. Then and only then, I might try bread and condensed milk. So that is what will happen. You know, sugarcane chow, seeing that look, yeah, sugarcane chow is a norms. But when Sean Chef Spencer and Chef Quincy and myself get on that TikTok, and we're going to be on socials, they'll be taping it and thing. Once them could eat the coconut bake with the pinnacle with mayo, ketchup, and Bertie's pepper sauce and eat that, then I's a fella go deal with the bread and condensed milk. Hello.
Brother, you will try that bread and condensed milk, but it's homemade bread, eh?
from the oven with condensed milk. And I tell you, Davey, try it with a cup of tea and you'll like it. I'm not telling you, brother.
What, that sounding like some, like a child who grew up in the early 30s, boy, after the
yeah,
war?
Yeah, but you listen, it used to be nice, it used to be real good with cocoa tea in them days.
Cocoa
tea. That's how we grew up.
So let me ask you, you eating that now as big man?
I wouldn't eat it now.
Why?
And it's not, why I wouldn't eat it now, because of the way alternative form of water is available to eat. Right? And when I say was available, it's because in those days, it was a level of poverty, you know, brother. But we were happy. We were happy, you know, in those days. Remember, you know, social media, this, that, you eat your tail and you get in your bed. but no. You're
so
watching
true.
TV, you're watching CNN, you're watching this, you're watching that. And if I could have a little thing in the fridge there, you could fry it. I like fried food, but I'm very careful.
Somebody now tell me rice and condensed milk.
Yeah, I should fry it and thing, but I like my little moko and this and that, you know, baigan and all them things I like. I like them kind of food. And David, people need to come back to them food. They need to come back in hard times, boy. You gotta come back to it, boy.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, somebody now tell me, Davey, once you try bread and condensed milk, you will be hooked. Never. Ever. How that man say it on us? Never, ever, 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 never, never, ever, never, 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 ever, ever, never, 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 ever. A man stand up on the whole TV and say, never, ever, never, 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 ever, never, ever, ever, never, never. I go get hook and bread and condensed milk. But look, this big man now called me there and telling me how it's such a nice delicacy, but he not eating it today. I find he should cook up with some condensed milk and some homemade bread with some cocoa tea. And while he watching CNC 3 News tonight, make that his comfort food. Yeah. Me and bread and if it is, and I'm saying it out there, Sean Chef Spencer, Sean, you and Quincy, coconut bake, pinnacle, ketchup, mayo, garlic sauce, some Bertie's pepper in that, all the dish up that. Somebody say I keep adding to the thing. I want to tell that somebody, get a small cage, paint it blue, put your business in day, and mind that. I want to tell them people who telling me that thing. But bread and condensed milk is a dish that I have never had. And I don't think if Sean and they don't do that challenge that I would ever eat it. So, but bread and condensed milk, ciao. All right, what are you doing? Bread, condensed milk, shadow benny, wherever else you're mixing it up. I don't know if it's bread and condensed milk, ciao. If that is something that, you know, you could get into. All right, but if that is the case, you know, I can't say. But I know I ain't partaking in no bread and condensed milk finish unless that happens. So we could come off of that right now. You know, the thing about it is, let me see. Somebody asking, bread pudding, chow? I eat bread pudding. My mother made bread pudding. My mother made bread pudding. I think I had a slice of bread pudding once. I think I have to send my mind back. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, right. Let me see this text coming in here. Rice and condensed milk contain. Let me see. Rice, sugar, and milk, which is essentially a rice pudding, a dessert enjoyed in many cuisines around the world. I am not eating no rice and condensed milk. I'm very sorry. I am in this part of the world. As a matter of fact, when I want to deal with my condensed milk, I like my condensed milk in a cup of coffee. You take 2 teaspoons and you put it in the coffee, that is how I digesting condensed milk. Oh, you know what I like condensed milk on? I forget as I talk in it now. I now remember. You see, if you take regular cornflakes or even the frosted flakes, it don't matter which one. and you take some cold, not the hot, not condensed milk out in the fridge, and you put some cold condensed milk over that. Yeah, boy, I tried that already. The corn flakes, and I tried a little bit of the condensed milk on it in truth. I remember that last week, boy, after we came off air, I remember it, and I said, I want to come back and taste it Tuesday, I'll tell all about it. I feel into that too. Yes, I had that. I tried that once, and it tastes real good. But it wasn't on bread, it was on the corn flakes. And it wasn't doused. You just sprinkle it on top of it, and you eat that. That cut, boy. That real cut. Yeah. Get a nice little teaspoon, and you eat it with that. And it was our vibes. It was our vibes. All right, guys. So, I mean, we have reached the end of our show, Tasty Tuesdays, for today. And it was a good one, you know. It was really, 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 really a great show this afternoon. And I want to thank everybody who would have, touched base with us. Condensed milk on snow cone, this tastes good too. Yeah, for real. For real, for real. Condensed milk and snow cone is a flick too. And only recently I tried it. I used to always see it and think as a child, you know, people doing it. I never liked it. I never attempted it. But within recent years, right wrong the Queen's Park, Savannah there, I checked the snow cone man there and I tried it. I literally tried it and it coffin face little good man. It lash. You know, I can't say no. It tastes real good, you know. I felt good about it. So that was a flick. All right, guys. So, hey, that puts pull the curtains down. It's a wrap inside Tasty Tuesdays for today.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.